This is Steve Rodriguez with Progressive Pulse, and we're here with Omega. Omega, how are you?
I'm doing well, Steve. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Congratulations on the new CD.
Thank you. I'm so excited.
I'm going to let you pronounce it because I don't want to get it wrong, but so everybody knows, can you tell us the title of it?
The title is Chiwomera Ememe. That means it is sweet to the soul.
Wonderful. And after I was fortunate to hear a preview copy of it, and it's beautiful music, I have to say, first off.
Thank you.
There's definitely a positive spirit that you get, even if you don't understand all of the lyrics.
That's right. So that's what I write about. And I actually have noticed that, you know, when you're speaking the human language, it doesn't matter what, you know, what other dialect or what other language someone speaks. It just makes it easier. You're reaching the people. Because I sing about love. I sing about hope. I sing about life. And I sing about taking care of the earth. And that's stuff people can understand. They can connect to that. And yeah, so that's what my music is about.
The language that we are talking about is Luganda?
Correct. You said it right. That's Luganda without an N on the end. Most people say Luganda, and I'm like, no, there's no such thing. It's Luganda.
Luganda.
That is what I speak. Yeah, that is what I speak. I'm from Uganda, and I am a Muganda. That is my tribe, and I speak Luganda. So it's one of the many languages in Uganda. It's the biggest tribe in Uganda. Not that I'm tribalist or anything, but so most people will know some words in my language. And there's a song on there in Swahili as well, because we're right next to Kenya, and East Africa has a lot of Swahili, obviously Tanzania and Kenya, so I wanted to represent that as well. Yeah, I came here about my junior year of high school, and then I finished high school, and I really wanted to go home to be with my mom, but I realized that most Ugandans' dream is to have a Western education, especially higher education. And I had this opportunity, so I applied, and I attended Seattle Pacific University, and I loved it. I majored in biology, then I went on to grad school and did health advocacy, which is a big part of my life. I want to be able to increase access to health care for people that have no access and to help with systems change. But obviously the health policy route and the law route is what I was taught, and that takes a little while longer. But with my music, I'm able to get a little further faster. So I'm actually going to Uganda in August to do a benefit concert for maternal health issues. Basically, we have a maternity ward in the main referral hospital that has a few needs, and I am trying to do what I can, my part, and actually help even the people at home be a part of our own solution instead of always getting aid from abroad. I believe in us being a part of our own solution to our own problems. My music is actually a fusion of Africa meets the West, and an opportunity to show people how I've developed musically all of my life. So it's not just stuck in one feel or vibe. It's truly world music is what I would say, because my album right now has, you know, like Eastern sounds, African sounds, jazz feel, Western sounds. It's definitely a fusion. It's like I also have musicians that I use from all over the world. I have some people from China. I have from South Africa, Madagascar. I have people from America working with me on it. And it's just sort of a fun project, really. And I got to pick them all myself, because I run my own record label. I enjoyed being in the driver's seat and basically molding the project and birthing it from scratch. And then being able to come up with the final album makes me really happy. That's why I call it Sweet to the Soul, because it's these desires that I've been holding on to. They've finally been fulfilled, and that is truly sweet to the soul. But also because it's going to be sweet to the soul of the people that are actually listening to it. You said that the sixth song on the track I had written in English, and the gentleman I was working with, Paul Avgerino, the producer for the album, said, you know, this song isn't vibing well with all the other songs. You should rewrite it in English. And I thought, you know, I can't. Because if you speak another language, you know that something is lost in translation when you try to change it, if you burst it in another language. So I went home and I thought about it, and I was like, okay, well, I'm going to try it. And I actually called my mom to help me stick with the deep vocabulary to capture the essence of the true original writing. And so we did it, and she helped me translate it properly. I mean, I'm fluent in Luganda, but it's like vocabulary here in English. Some people are better than others. And so I once I did that, I just started singing it, and it worked out, and it came out superb. So that was the one that was actually written in English, but ended up in Lugana.
The other song I wanted to finally talk about was Muje.
Yes.
And that means invitation?
Yes, it's an invitation to celebrate real life and true life. And you know how there's a lot of things that are going wrong in this world today, and people forget that even though those things are going on, there is some good things that are happening. There are some good things that are happening. I mean, you have a roof over your head. You were able to, you know, have dinner and lunch and breakfast. So, but I'm talking about my experience and how I've gotten full life through God, and that's what I'm celebrating there. It's like an invitation to life. There is more to Africa than disease and lack and need. I want to expose the good side of Africa. I want them to want to go to Africa to visit, and you know, because there are a lot of beautiful resorts, and actually safer than even a lot of places here, actually, in the U.S. But people don't know it because all they see are the bad things about it. So I'm just exposing them to that part. Uganda, really, it was called the Pearl of Africa by some explorers way back. It's got the source of the River Nile. And I also want them to know that there's hope for life, you know, and it's not all bad. It's not all bad. Dreams can come true and love can be found. And God is good, you know. So, yeah, that's what I want them to come away with.
Well, Omega, thank you so much, and we wish you so much success here at Progressive Pulse with the new project. The music is definitely very infectious, and there is a wonderful spirit about it, so I wish you continued success with it.
Thank you so much. Do you want me to tell them my website?
Please do.
My website is www.omegaworldmusic.com. That's one word, omegaworldmusic.com, and the album is in stores May 27th and online. Thank you. Yeah.